Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
They were
matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Who's those people in the studio?
Who was just in the studio?
I think like four people in there.
Who were
two
they?
Or three. Who are the people, Hardy? Is that Sosie?
Engineer Dan. I don't
Dan
know.
Nice guy.
They
yep,
look
like
off, they look awfully official. I don't know.
They're carrying around like books in their hands, like they're
like
anybody.
Here is proof positive.
They got a little checklist.
You can get into any building in the world with a clipboard, a tape measure, and a confident wave. That's all you need.
And yeah. A little name clip right on your sleeve right here. Just clip on something that looks official.
Especially the guy that wears like the khakis and the work boots.
Yeah,
you know,
or flannel,
yeah, like,
short sleeve flannel.
Yeah,
all those engineers wear those like weird
flannel
shirts.
Oh yeah, come on in.
Well, one of the guys looked like a tougher version of the comic book guy from The Simpsons. So that guy, he's not going to get any guff from anybody. He's just got Time Bomb written all over him. So that guy gets in any building he wants. You know, he can just go in. So I don't know. They started doing something, and Jim told them that we weren't actually in a break right now, and you know, they left, but not in a hurry, because men who walk into any building. Whenever they want,
they walk wherever they want.
They're not in a hurry. If they wanted to, they would come back in here right now.
They got a measurement or two in before they left. It looked like
that's good. That's good.
They measured a couple of things.
What are you measuring? Seconds. What are you measuring right now today?
They're measuring things up.
You know what I'd like to know, Beetle?
For some changes to the studio.
I think you'd be interested in this too. You know, men who go around and measure things, you know, as part of their profession. What kind of tape they use? Do they not care? Are they like your father,
Stanley,
the former postal worker? It's like, how dare you ask me what kind of mailbox you have? It doesn't matter. But maybe these guys are really particular about their tape measures.
They're Stanley guys, I bet. The big yellow one.
God. Were they using a regular tape measure, or are they using something digital? You know, those laser measures now are all the rage.
You know something?
My grandfather used to have the 6-inch folding one, the wood one. That you could fold out
yes,
all the way to your
yes.
And he wrote his name on the side of it, of a marker, when it was closed, so nobody could ever steal it.
Yes.
Oh, those were great. Smart. I still have one of those.
Well, and instead of just writing it on one panel in the middle, it's kind of like a secret. It's like, no, you fold it, and it, you know, it like completes the puzzle. So, you know, while it's closed, you write it like that. Smart. I like it.
Moving on to the story that we were going to talk about here. Dr. Anthony Fauci, we mentioned him yesterday. You should all be familiar with him, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Talk to CNN's Sanjay Gupta, Dr. Gupta. And he told Dr. Gupta, quote, unless players are essentially in a bubble in the NFL, insulated from the community, and they are tested nearly every day, it would be very hard to see how football is able to be played this fall. If there is a second wave, which is certainly a possibility, and which would be complicated by the predictable flu season, football may not happen this year.
A little late for this comment. I mean, considering football's a month away for reporting. Maybe you want to say this about a month ago.
Why do you say it's late for this comment?
You think you're going to bubbleize the entire National Football League?
What's that?
Like the you think you're going to bubbleize the entire National Football League like you're trying to do
no,
with the NBA?
I don't know that he thinks that at all.
Over it. He has no control over the NFL, and he's.
I know that. I think they're going to go on. I think they're going to go on and do what they do, and they're going to intend to play. And deal with the problem when the second search comes, if it does come.
And how will they deal with that problem?
We don't know that yet. We know nothing. We know nothing, dude. They're reporting in 1 month. Teams are going to camp.
You just said they will deal with that problem. I'm saying if they're going to deal with it, how will they do that? If that's what you think,
people are taking this as well. The football's not going to play unless they're in a bubble. That's not the case. He's just
like the whole world is trying to deal with the problem. How, what does the NFL have that someone else doesn't?
Nothing.
Thank
they
you.
They do have the ability to close things down if they want, like the NBA would. But the problem is you got 32 teams with, 53 active guys? Factor in the
NBA's
the expanded
playing in a
practice
the NFL,
squad.
It's not.
The amount of people within the organization that they would have to bubble, and you're going to keep guys away from their family? It's not going to happen.
No, I agree. In the NFL. And I don't think he's saying that the NFL is going to a bubble. He said, unless they're in a bubble, I don't see how they play football. And talking about like how these players are going to interact with each other, this just came out. Including two reported from initial surveillance testing last week. As of Thursday, Texas Athletics has had 13 total football student-athletes who have confirmed positive COVID-19 test results or are presumed positive. All 13 are now self-isolating. Through contact tracing, 10 more football student-athletes are in self-quarantine.
If you're presumed positive, you typically have symptoms.
Well, the 10 that are self-isolating are asymptomatic at this time. In addition, Texas has identified 4 football student-athletes who have tested positive for the antibody. Any additional updates will be reported.
Jesus, so you're getting tests now where guys are like, yeah, I feel fine, but I have it.
Well,
that's crazy.
But, Zoe, more importantly, they just put 23 guys in isolation.
Right.
23 players.
All it takes is one, and then you have contact with your grouping or your personnel, or you were in a walkthrough with the offense. You were in you talked to this coach in his room. Guess what? Now he's going to be in isolation. That guy's going to be in isolation.
And again, this speaks to the entire
problem. That table
will
be in it. Yeah.
With this, and that is okay. So the football players who have it are now isolated, and now you've got to be concerned with which coaches did they come in contact with, which
what table did they eat lunch at, who they sit with, right,
where were they, who did they sit next to? You know, you've got to worry about people that may not fit into the category of
what dorm did they walk in, what handle did they grab, right?
Health, you know. What workers on campus did they come in contact with, all of that stuff. And so that's what's going on there. University of Texas.
Who handled their laundry bags? Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. All that stuff. All that comes into play. So the logistics get a little bit harder. And they've got how many? 23 in all now?
Texas has 13 players who tested positive and through contact tracing identified 10 more that they're worried about. Those guys are asymptomatic, but they're all isolated.
So, again, this brings up the problem. What if this happens in the middle of the season?
Right.
Like for Texas, it's happening in June, but what if it were the second week of October?
And as Fauci said, when flu season has started. So now you've got guys.
When you have real aches and pains and chills and fevers.
You've got guys who are, got symptoms of COVID that may not be COVID, but everyone's going to be on heightened alert for all this stuff. And like we've talked about before, guys who show up with the flu and they're going to play anyway. You know, it was. Not only accepted, celebrated. Guy had the flu, and he played anyway. He was, questionable due to illness on Saturday, but he played on Sunday.
Tom Brady in Pittsburgh, right? He played through it.
Right.
And the temperature grows every year. Like
awesome.
That legend always grows. He was clearly sick.
He was 106
degrees. 112. He was 112 at kickoff, and he did it.
Those guys aren't going to be playing this year.
Correct.
I'm not even joking. Like, you remember the old pictures of like Bear Bryant coaching Alabama from the tower, way above everybody. Like, Belichick needs to coach.
I don't remember that, but now I want to know that. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, they have it. It's like a big thing at their practice field, the big tower, and he stood up on the tower with a little bullhorn in his hand and like yelled down instructions and stuff and watched practice from up there.
I see it now. Wow, that thing's wild. That's
so
great.
It's a Bear practice.
I should get one of these.
No, I'm saying like Belichick needs to be active for game day. Like he can't come into contact with people. Like does he need to stay away? Do they need to erect like some sort of volleyball referee chair, something for him to be like away from people where he can still coach?
Like he's Matt up Patricia there like a lifeguard.
And Matt Patricia not just had Belichick, one. But Pete Carroll. Like guys that are like older guys that are, you know, maybe at risk. More.
Why is he in the lifeguard chair?
He's 68 years old.
What's
he's
that?
He's 68 years old.
Yeah.
And then he's not young.
Like, I would assume Josh McDaniels is in a normal, like, healthy, like, you know, he's in his 40s, like, healthy. Like, he probably doesn't need to stay away from players as much as the older coaches do. But are they going to have to make some arrangements for that? I mean, it's 27% of the Texas football team had tested positive or been sidelined.
And so just play that out. What if that happens on an NFL roster in September, October, November, whatever it is? You know, compounded with everything else that could be going on. Fauci predicts football will have a very hard time having its season. Your thoughts on that? Rochi coming up at 12:50. We'll get to the action update right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're going to get to Colin Kaepernick in a moment, but Thomas in Franklin's been hanging on. I want to get to his call. Hey, Thomas.
What's up? So, sup's up. Hey, Bill. How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's going on?
So, listen. So, I mean, good news that today is the start of the ratings period because you guys are lucky that you started with all your lovely Providence strip club talk. But just quick on the issue of the word that you can't say, you call it a harden. I think there's got enough double entendre there. I like that one.
Harden?
Instead of the, and call it a Harden. You know, James Harden, he's a big fan of those clubs.
Oh, Harden. Okay. I got it. Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
I like
okay,
that.
Okay.
But balloons, my goodness. That place, I went there one night just absolutely blind to what I was walking into. It's in the literally dirtiest, worst part of Providence. Like, if you're driving past that big blue bug and there's the big pile of salt. It's right there. It's, like, the worst spot. Walk in. It's, like, one vending machine for, like, Red Bulls for, like, $20. And everybody in there was absolutely hideous. There's a reason why they opened it, too. You had to be well on your way to enjoy that place. And it was horrible. It was just a couple months later that some guy got literally murdered in the parking lot after coming out of there.
Yeah,
and that place broke
that.
Down. But
yeah,
it was, ugh.
Well, I mean, at least you can go to Haven Brothers after it, you know, get a burger.
Thank you, Thomas. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
God, I mean, that happens, though, a lot of times with, you know, establishments and even in the arts. I mean, Batman's parents, they were killed leaving the theater. You know, I don't think it's fair to unjustly implicate the strip club in just because someone was murdered in the parking lot. I mean, it could happen anywhere, right?
Could have happened anywhere else in town.
Yes.
Let's hear from President Donald Trump on Colin Kaepernick. Have a listen.
Do you think Colin Kaepernick should get another shot in the NFL?
If he deserves it, he should. If he has the playing ability, he started off great, and then he didn't end up very great in terms of as a player. He was terrific in his rookie year. I think he was very good in his second year, and then something happened. So his playing wasn't up to snuff. The answer is absolutely I would. As far as kneeling, I would love to see him get another shot, but obviously he has to be able to play well. If he can't play well, I think it would be very unfair.
What was the kneeling thing in there? See, I
didn't answer it. He said as far as the kneeling thing, and then he said I hope he gets another shot. Whatever, but that didn't make sense.
I think he, maybe, I don't know. Maybe he's saying gets another shot to not kneel? Like, what is that? What that meant? I don't follow that part.
I don't know. I don't either.
The answer is absolutely I would. As far as kneeling, I would love to see him get another shot, but obviously he has to be able to play well. If he can't play well, I think it would be very unfair.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, he thinks he should get another shot, it sounds like. But he also went after Goodell, by the way. This is now the start of the Goodell-Trump feud for 2020. It's already started. You knew this was going to go this way. He said in an interview on Fox News that players should be standing for the national anthem, and then had some comments about Goodell and challenging Goodell in the league. And well, I think here it goes. I think this battle has already begun. If there's a football season, if the coronavirus doesn't get in the way of it,
who's going to sing or play the national anthem if they can't have fans or closed stadium and everything's tight, you know?
He said that he was shocked when he learned of Roger Goodell's statement that he had made.
Well, you have the PA announcer. Well, the two teams, we are going to play Lee Greenwood's God Bless America and the Star Spangled Banner. Do what you want with it.
He said, I was surprised at Roger Goodell, that he would have done what he did and made this statement that he made. Nobody was even asking for it. No, I think people were asking for it, like his players, the players in his league, the people that work within that league. Those people were asking for it.
The players who put out a video that said what we're asking is for the NFL to condemn racism and condemn the oppression of black people and admit you're wrong in silencing players and say that we believe that black lives matter. That's what they asked for. That is documented. That's in the video. That's what the players were asking for. So, yeah, that's maybe he didn't see the video.
And nobody was asking for it. Actually, quick correction, the top stars in the game, including the Super Bowl winner, Patrick Mahomes, was asking for it. Big, high-profile players in that sport were indeed asking for it. So, I'm telling you, this is a battle. Here it comes. Get ready for this, the back and forth between the NFL. But I'm curious to know, will Goodell at all respond? Because I think he's going to just ignore him. I think that's going to be his path that he takes. He's going to ignore it.
Well,
just keep going.
If he wants to ignore it and just, you know, treat it as like, you know, something that they're going to handle, you know, with the league and do it their own way, then yeah. But what if he believes something that the president said actually holds some merit? Like when the president said, "I saw the NFL get very weak. I think they'll lose a lot of fans and a lot of support that already happened before." Do you think Goodell thinks any of that is true? Do you think they lost support and lost a lot of fans?
No, I don't think they lost a lot of fans.
I don't think so either. I know there was a threat of that. I know that people said, "I'm not going to watch anymore if this happens." I know people said that, you know, they're not going to support the NFL. Was any of that reflected? Could you directly attribute any of that to ratings? I mean, what did they lose out on revenue? Did they lose out on anything that you could say, well, that's what happens when you...
People said they aren't going to, they're not going to watch because of concussion. People are going to watch. If you're a fan, you're going to watch. Bottom line. Like, we talked about this with the baseball stuff. You know, it's like, you know, the sport's going to be dead, never going to come back. No, you'll watch. If you like baseball, you'll watch, regardless of what someone puts you through.
Right.
So
you're right about
they still had 100 million people watching the Super Bowl last
year.
Yeah,
100 million.
Yeah, pretty successful week for us down there.
Did the NFL get very weak at any point?
No, I think
there wasn't much water at the convention center. I mean, that's the only thing.
Super Bowl viewing was up this year versus last year, so they're trending in the right direction. Their revenues have gone up every year, so I don't know where it's hurt them. I don't know where all the fans went. They seem to still be there.
After everything
that happened. And again, there's no guarantee that there is even any kneeling taking place this coming season. That's my favorite part of this, is that the season's not here. You've got at least 6 more weeks or 8 more weeks before you even have a preseason game. Right?
Yeah.
First preseason game is like 8 weeks away right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't,
so,
like, I haven't thought much about this, but like if we do get to that, and you hear like guys like James White, like we're going to do something, you know, and it might not even be kneeling. It might be some other gesture that you come up with to say, okay, this is what we're going to be unified on to do this.
Right.
Or that. Like, okay, the kneeling's been done. Okay, we all know that now. We're going to do something else. I don't know. I have no clue.
He'll get there.
I'd like to thank you for making me do this interview from my bed. I like to do interviews on the phone from my bed. In my
Play it again. Play it again.
He'll get there.
I'll talk to Don.
Send in Ben Carson.
Well, I don't think he has manifested as much animosity in that region lately. And I think we just continue to work with him.
I really like the 6 a.m. brain surgery.
They always talking around things. What are we saying here?
Well, he's talking about manifesting animosity in certain regions. Sounds like he's talking about the Crimean War. Like, what are you... What?
What?
In
what
that are you, region.
What? What is this?
Like, excuse me?
It's an excellent point, though. The players may decide not to kneel, especially if kneeling becomes widely accepted. Well,
yeah, I think like now the kneeling's so accepted that we're not going to really.
That doesn't make much of a statement.
We need to do more. We need something else from an attention standpoint because the kneeling's been accepted.
Hell, it's
they might say we've gotten the conversation started. This is just going to take away from that conversation, so we're going to skip it this go round.
Yeah,
and then, as I said, what are you going
to
rail against in the NFL if they're not doing it?
Beal, you said it best the other day. I think he wants him to kneel.
Yes, I think he's rooting for it. Yes.
Defy me. Yeah.
Lately. And
how'd you like to be the 6 a.m. brain surgery the next day for the first one? Did you put the marker on the right side or the left side?
In that region.
Is this the right patient?
Doctor, are you sure you want to put him in a medically induced coma? Will he ever come out of it? He'll get there.
He'll get there.
He'll come around.
Will he regain all functionality and speech? Will he be able to talk after you perform this surgery?
He'll get there. And
through a rehabilitative process, he'll get there.
In that region.
Doctor, before you make your first incision, shouldn't you wait for the anesthesiologist to make his way over to the table before you start cutting into this man's head?
He'll get there.
I know, but you got to wait for him to get there before you cut. Oh. What else could they do? What else could the players do if kneeling is so accepted? What else could they do at the beginning of a game? Everyone's watching. Anthem, flag. Would they turn their back on the direction that they're all supposed to be facing?
That's what I was thinking. Turn their back.
Wouldn't people of similar mindsets in the stands be able to then join them by doing the exact same thing in the stands?
Oh, I wouldn't count on that happening.
Why not?
Well, I mean, I know that some people's minds have changed, but, you know, 4 years ago, the players in Foxborough were getting booed. So you think in 4 years, the crowd that booed them is now all of a sudden going to join them in solidarity?
I don't think so either. But it would be a visually impactful thing to do. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to. I don't know what the plans are. I don't know that there is a plan. I mean, these things tend to happen organically or with one person doing something, and others seem like, oh yeah, that's something
we'll
that I can get on board with.
Okay. We'll talk to Rochi at 12:50. We've got a story about a turtle for you, Hardy, that we will get to coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. It's he got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold you tight. So happy together.
Imagine me and you.
I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me. So ease my mind.
617-779-0985.
The Turtles!
Yes. A 65-pound alligator. Snapping turtle. Not an alligator. An alligator snapping turtle was found in a neighborhood in Virginia. This thing is a real freak. Real freak. If you go to the Fairfax County Police on Twitter, they released a photo of this animal.
Shouldn't we defer to our resident turtle expert?
Well, that's Hardy? Sort of what I wanted to ask Hardy about. If he believes...
Yeah, go ahead. I'm here. I can help you. What?
And if you want to see that turtle, I just retweeted that. But I just wanted to know if you feel like your turtle could grow to this size. Because it looks remarkably similar to the turtle that you have, but it's just much larger, thicker. Freakish.
My turtle, I agree. My turtle was much bigger than this. This turtle, I would kick this one out of the way with my shoe when I was walking past
this
it.
This is much bigger than your
turtle. Nothing compared to the turtle I had to contend with, Beetle.
No, not
true. Do you think this coronavirus related? All these animals come out of woodworks? Like they say, the fact that people aren't working, you get mooses running around. I got a freaking snap and see a snake here. Over 20 years, I got snakes in my damn shed now.
I think there is Hardy's something got turtles to in his it. You know, I think the animals are moving into places they typically haven't maybe been moving to because
they're
of roads that are busy or, you know, they're able to explore the space a little more.
Less congestion, Beetle. People not so much in their habitat. We need to expand our horizons a little bit here, you know? Let's branch out.
Yeah, easier to move across the roads when the traffic isn't as bad, all that stuff. The size of this turtle, though, I mean, it looks like it wouldn't even be able to pull itself back under its shell.
Its head is so big.
It's bigger. I mean, it outgrew its freaking shell, this thing.
Jesus Christmas! Peter, I just saw it.
You haven't looked at it yet?
Holy Jesus!
Oh, my God! How have you not looked at it yet?
It's like a freaking dinosaur! Holy moly!
Now, the police believe he had been living near a pond or storm drain, and this particular
eating
turtle...
what, babies?
So here's the thing. That turtle is approximately 65 pounds. They're saying that turtle can grow to be 200 pounds.
Look at its claws.
He can grow to 200 pounds and be three times the size he is now? What? How is that possible?
Look at that beak. Look at that beak.
Officials believe it may have been a captive bred turtle that was then released. But I'm telling you, if you put your hand near this thing's mouth, you're going to lose your hand.
So we were eating grease on our honeymoon one time at this outdoor place. And we're just sitting there like up on the hillside, mountains overlooking the water. And all of a sudden this like Volkswagen came walking by our table. It was literally a turtle, but it wasn't a sea turtle. It was one of those massive tortoises. And I go, what the hell is that? People are like, oh, no, it lives here. It's fine. It doesn't bite. This thing was huge. It was like the size of the table. And you sit on it, you take pictures with it. It was amazing. This sucker's scary. This sucker's out to do damage. This is the one that breaks the real broomstick.
Oh, yeah.
Pounds per square inch, the snapping.
Yeah, broomstick, no problem for that. But looking at that, I thought, all right, well, the one that I had was it. Is that thing twice as big as the one that was in my yard?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So
maybe not. This one's got a massive head, Hardy.
No, I think it's safe to say this thing is twice the size. And
Not by shell, though. You had a big shell. Look at the shell's not huge on this.
Oh, look at the guy holding it, Hardy.
Oh, look how big it is.
Look at that photo.
Oh, it's so much bigger. It's so much bigger than yours.
It's so much bigger than your turtle, Hardy.
Right. Twice.
They're walking in with five people.
See, I thought the one that was in my yard was maybe, I looked at it, I said, that thing's got to weigh 30 pounds. Now, I never tried to pick it up. I didn't try and move it in any way. But Yeah, if that thing is more than twice the size, I still could have had a 30-pounder. I put it this way. I don't feel bad about the size of my turtle. I still think it's a good-sized turtle.
That's what she said.
Hey, it's not the size of the turtle. It's how it manages to...
It's how it pokes its head out,
it's,
really.
It's how it pokes itself down into the dirt, okay?
That's wow. A giant turtle.
Look at the guy holding that thing.
I know.
What a nutcase.
What an idiot.
Does it look happy being held?
No. No, it looks pissed off. Looks like my snake.
Before or after you chopped its head off?
Oh, before. Way before. Shouldn't have bit the shovel.
You know what? You know, alive. We never asked you about the snake.
Yeah.
Once you decapitated it,
yep.
What'd you do with the snake?
I buried it in a hole.
Where?
I dug a hole right by the shed and buried it. My dog probably went out and ate it the next day. He was out there smelling something.
Yeah, a rotting snake carcass.
Oh, God.
6 inches below the soil surface.
I should go pull it out and see what it looks like.
Wow. All right.
That didn't sound right.
No, exhume the snake body. That's right.
Yeah. Wow, look at that thing, man. That's that mouth on it. That neck. It looks like T-Bone's neck. T-Bone. It's like if T-Bone was a turtle, this is what T-Bone
would
look like.
If T-Bone were a turtle,
that turtle should be named T-Bone.
Have they named this turtle yet?
They had a name now. It's T-Bone the turtle.
T-Bone the turtle.
The turtle walks around like, do this and put
yeah, do this. And turtle.
I can't turn my neck.
That's like a Chachi impression you just did, by the way. That was like a Chachi T-Bone hybrid. Get to my neck. He's my friend, Lobster.
Well, I don't think he has manifested as much animosity.
Yeah, take an orange. Take oranges? Take an orange.
Take an orange.
Take an orange. Take an orange. Banana. You just got him off the truck. Like, no kidding. Would they fall off?
Hey, Dan Roach is going to talk to us next. He was busy yesterday when we were talking about his favorite place on Earth, Walt Disney World.
Busy
he's gonna
doing
give
what?
Us, he's going to give us he was actually working at WBZ TV Channel 4.
They're reporting on a cat in a tree?
No. There are various Zoom calls with athletes, and he had to be on them yesterday. So he is going to join us coming up next. All right?
All right.
All right.
We'll do it next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zip-a-dee-doo-dah, zip-a-dee-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Yes, welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand. Let's go to an expert on Disney. All matters Disney. We know a guy like that. It's Dan Roach of WBZ TV Channel 4. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Roachie, what's up?
You know, that's the song when you're done, when you go down from the top of Splash Mountain, that's the song they play as you come around the corner and into the final part of that ride. So it brings back fond memories of that, the Splash Mountain.
I heard they're changing the name of that, Dan. They're changing the name of Splash Mountain.
Two?
I don't know. I think people are offended by it.
What?
People
read
into
it. Read up on it.
You know?
No.
I know. Yeah.
No,
they want to change it. It's from an old movie. No, yeah, read up on it.
Well,
I'm telling
zippity
you.
Doodah.
Yeah, no, with Brer Rabbit and everything else. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, so that's fine. They can change it whatever they want. You know what I mean? Splash.
You're still going to go.
Absolutely.
How many trips have you done to Disney? How many trips, Dan?
To be honest with you,
over the years.
Over the years, I'm going to say it's got to be somewhere around 40 to 50. You know, somewhere in there.
40 to 50. You're a freak, man. If you do you think any of your kids I don't want to say were born, but their life began at Disney, maybe with you and Pam?
No.
In one of those nice rooms at those nice hotels?
No. Because,
or maybe on a ride where it's dark.
When you're in a costume, it's hard. You know what I mean? So you can't, you're wearing your costume all day and stuff like that.
That's
so.
What she said. Yeah.
But no, so here's what I love about Disney. Okay. Now, go with me now. When it's non-pandemic and everything else, is I love the fact that...
Dan, I'm a vacation club member, so go ahead. You don't have to preach to me. Preach to these two. They hate Disney.
But yeah, you guys know how hard you work and the time you have to put into sports and everything else. I just like the fact that you can go to this place, and you can the second that you drive in, or now you can get on the Magical Express at the airport, but you don't have
to... Damn right, that's mine.
Yeah, you don't have to rent a car. You don't have to do any... You're just on this property for, a week or however long you're there, and you just wake up every day with no worries. You don't have to worry about, what game took place last night, what's going on in Twitter and everything. It lets your mind completely get away from the world, and I just go with the flow and do whatever my family wants.
Yeah,
that's
it's called a vacation. I mean, you can do that anywhere without standing in lines and being forced to take trams and being forced into character breakfasts. I mean, Dan, this has long been my thing. And I'm not hating on you for loving Disney, but honestly, aren't the lines, outrageous, and you have to plan your day so you avoid these horrific lines?
Yeah, but if you monitor and if you follow and you go online and you get protocol. Your fast passes and you do, there's all kinds of strategies that you can imply and put in place so that you don't have to stand in those lines, and then you can get to the rides that you want to get to at certain times. There's also different times.
Okay, well, you just said it. You just said everything that goes against what I want on vacation. I don't want a schedule. I don't want to have to go be there at 7:30 so that we can get on that ride by 8:15, and then we
have
to jump around.
No, Artie, if you have a fast pass for 12:15, that you just got to be at the Magic Kingdom to go on Splash Mountain sometime between 12:15 and
I don't want to do that. I'm on vacation. I want to, if we want to go on a ride, we'll go at that time.
Let me ask you this. Do you schedule a tee time when you golf, when you're on vacation?
Very rarely.
Attaboy.
Yeah, you have to.
No, very rarely.
Just can't show up at the course. Can't show up at the course if you're on a vacation.
You can't say, oh, yeah, I'm going to play. No, you have to schedule things. This is how I do it.
I don't take golf vacations. I don't.
All right. Well, what do you do? You sit there and you go out and you drink or whatever. Fine. I enjoy drinking everything that is the Magic Kingdom and everything that is Animal Kingdom and stuff like that. That's where I get my pleasure from. So don't hold it against me. I don't hold it against you because you don't like it.
Well, just don't tell me in one breath you have no cares, no worries, and all you have to do
is... Does it sound like he has any cares?
All you have to do is schedule your day carefully and make sure you're here at 12:15 and at this place at 2:10
if you say you're going to Epcot, let's say, okay, so you got the different parks. What park do you want to go to tomorrow? All right, kids, we want to go to Epcot. Okay, what's at Epcot right now? Well, you want to go on Test Track and you want to go on the California Adventure. So you schedule a couple of things. And then you go when you want to go. You get up. You go for a nice run or walk around the boardwalk. You do what you got to do. You have a cup of coffee. You sit, read the papers on your balcony. You overlook the theme parks and everything else. And then
it's awesome.
You
hear people screaming on rides. It's delightful.
Yeah. So
Dan, you know what we do too? We plan it out perfectly to where we eat right outside of It's a Small World because they have the best burgers there, and they have a burger bar. So once you buy the burger in that, they have unlimited onions, pickles.
Yeah.
Salad, and I just load it up like a tray. Like, I'm going to get a big plate of pickles.
And
you get so much more for your money.
It's like it's the buffets, but only from the sense you get the kids' food because they'll have, huge chicken fingers that you can pour tomato sauce and put cheese on and have a little
Cape May.
With. So you get chicken parm that way.
Cape May Buffet at the Beach Club is the best buffet at Disney.
You know what has a nice buffet, too?
Oh,
Caesar's Palace. And you don't schedule anything.
You
go to
Vegas
for 3 days. Who wants to take a kid on vacation? I mean,
right. Who wants to get outside and enjoy some air? Who wants to do that?
Attaboy,
let's go to Vegas instead.
You can do that.
Smell cigarettes inside.
Yeah, you walk outside. You take the long walk to get from the casino over to the Forum Shops. You take the long way around. You get a little fresh air while you're there.
No, this is what we do. And like Joe said, the Cape May Cafe has some of the best character breakfast that you'll get.
You've got an ally in Zoe either. He hasn't been there in 10 years.
That's okay.
Right, that's
what I mean?
Once
a Disney person, always a Disney person. Just get over it, Artie.
Until you go over to France and then you see Beauty and the Beast there in the back after you have creme brulee and French, they do a Chateaubriand, and you eat dinner there, and then you go see Beauty and the Beast. It's so much more captivating as you get into role-playing with the characters throughout
the place. my sister-in-law used to be a bellhop at Tower of Terror, so she would sneak us into the back on that ride. And then she used to work at the Disney at the Beauty and the Beast show at Hollywood Studios, so we would get in there. And that was like part of the reason why we also went to Disney, to be honest with you, is that, you know, back then we would get half off hotel and we'd get tickets and all that kind of stuff, so it was easy. You know, now it's so expensive.
So, Dan, to talk about it as it relates to the NBA, which is going there next month, who do you think got the best accommodations? Is it hands down the Grand Floridian? Because we had the debate yesterday of five-star hotel versus a new hotel, the Grand Destino, where the Celtics will be staying.
Yeah, I mean, the Grand Destino reminds me more of like a,
Hilton. Miami Hilton or something.
It's like a resort and casino.
Yeah.
As opposed to the Grand Floridian is done after the Del Coronado in San Diego, and it's got that old time architecture of feel. But my preference nowadays, I love the Grand Floridian because it's on the monorail. Next stop is the Magic Kingdom. But I love the Yacht Club because the Yacht Club is kind of quieter than the Beach Club and then other places because of the kids. There's less kids at the Yacht Club. It's the decor.
It's like
is
you know what it is, Dan.
Cape-ish,
The Beach Club is Cape Cod. Jesus. The Yacht Club is Nantucket. Right?
Yes. Yeah, and it has that nice feel to it. So I would go Yacht Club. And then, because then you can walk to Epcot, you can take the boat or walk to Hollywood Studios, and then you bus everywhere else. So it's fun. Plus, at night, you get the carnival games outside around on the boardwalk and things like that, too. So there's plenty of stuff. And early in the morning when the sun rises up on the boardwalk, you can sit. It's nice. So I'd go Yacht Club first, then Grand Floridian, then the Grand Destino.
So the Celtics
I'm
got
surprised,
the
Dan, that they didn't. I'm surprised they didn't shut down the Swan and the Dolphin. And I thought they were going to put the teams in those two.
Yeah, I thought they would put them all in the boardwalk area. Do you know what I mean? So then they're all timed together at that place, at that point.
Yeah.
Because Coronado Springs, the Grand Destino is like in the middle. It's out there. It's in no man's land. So you're going to have to bus everywhere.
Celtics
got
screwed.
Like that. Yeah. Yep. I agree.
All right, Dan. Well, it's great talking to you on this. How do you feel about baseball? You think we're going to get a deal done here or what,
Dan? Well, now because of the hashtag when and where, it's all on the players right now. So the owners, it worked out perfectly for Manfred. They gave the players what they wanted, the prorated salaries, the 60 to 65 games, whatever it ends up. It's going to end September 27th, expanded playoffs. It's all set up for the players now. They have to accept this or they'll look like, you know, and then 2021 will be a mess with the collective bargaining agreement. So hopefully we'll be back starting July 19th or 20th, and away we go. It'll be fun.
Dan, great talking to you. Good to hear from you.
Always a pleasure, fellas. Take care.
Bye, Dan.
See you, Danny.
Dan Roach.
See ya.
WBZ TV, Channel 4. Always an upbeat guy. He loves that
of
Disney,
all the Disney
man,
songs.
He loves it.
Of all the Disney songs, Zippity Doo Dah. He's got to go like the old time classic one. Like, didn't Chevy Chase whistle that? And Chevy Chase, what was that? Fletch Too Hardy? Zippity Doo Dah at the end credits or something?
I remember
was
it.
Was that an original
Fletch? No, I remember there being a rendition of it in the movie Overboard when Kurt Russell is singing it. Zippity Doo Dah, Zippity
I remember that. I think Chevy Chase did it too in Fletch.
I don't remember
one of the Fletches.
No.
Yeah.
Right. Do you see the new Overboard? The remake of that? The reboot?
No. I'm not going to watch that.
No, I'm not going to watch that either.
You know what that,
Kurt Russell. Give me Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn, till the day I die.
It's like watching the new Footloose. Like who the hell wants to watch Footloose without Kevin Bacon?
Oh, please. Don't start. Or the new Karate Kid. I'm not watching that either.
I know. I got sucked into that too because I thought it was the real Karate Kid, and I go in and it's like Will Smith's kid.
Yeah.
No. Like, what's going on?
No, not doing it.
Where's Danielson with the mom jeans? You know.
The NFL's chief medical officer has responded to Dr. Fauci today. New statement that was just put out by the league. We'll tell you what that statement says. Also coming up next hour, you will hear Mad Dog Russo going off on MLB players. That's all on the way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.